Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the March 2009 U.S. employment situation that pretty much was a repeat of the past few months. Big job losses as unemployment rises. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up again in March, this time by 0.4% to 8.5%. That unemployment rate was the result of more than 13 million unemployed people, a civilian labor force of around 154 million, and less than 141 million of them employed. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew to more than 81 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 663,000 last month. That brings the total job loss since the beginning of the recession to more than 5.1 million jobs, or 3.7% of all jobs. The trend in manufacturing was consistent with recent history, with a loss of 161,000 jobs across all major subsectors, with production workers taking a major hit and losing 146,000 of those positions. The construction sector continued to haul jobs to the dump with 146,000 job loss in March. Especially hard hit were specialty trade contractors, down 82,600. Even mining and logging chopped down jobs with a reduction of 18,000 jobs, although a majority of those lost jobs, 13,500, were in support activities for mining and not the actual mining subsectors, which only experienced incremental losses. The service-providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, lost 358,000 jobs in March, which was a slight improvement over February's loss of 366,000 jobs. The retail trade sector continued to reduce its inventory of jobs in March. It had 47,800 fewer jobs than the previous month. General merchandise stores bucked the trend and added 13,800 jobs, perhaps as consumers consolidate their purchases and limit their shopping experience. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing nearly 17 million, was down 133,000 jobs last month, much of that loss due to employment services, down 88,400. About the only positive development was that accounting and bookkeeping services, no doubt due to this being tax season, added 1,600 jobs. Computer systems design and related services lost 3,900 jobs in March. The health part of education and health services continued to be one of the few areas of the employment economy with a pulse. Educational services, which is very seasonal, took away 6,800 jobs in March. However, health care and social assistance had a strong jobs pulse with 14,800 new jobs in most major subsectors, although the count was incrementally down in hospitals by 700 and child daycare services by 2,600. Home health care services added 2,700 jobs. There was not much of a party over at the leisure and hospitality sector with a loss of 40,000 jobs in March, with accommodation and food services responsible for most of that job loss. The loss in the accommodation part, which is much smaller with only about 1.7 million total jobs, was much greater, down 22,600, than in food services and drinking places that has a total of about 9.5 million jobs that was down by only 8,900 jobs. The government shrank by 5,000 jobs total in March. Although the federal government added 7,000 jobs, state governments had to eliminate 3,000 and local governments cut 9,000 jobs. For those of you with an interest in temporary help services employment was 1,816,800, or down 3.8% from the previous month. Year-to-year loss was nearly 27%. Since December 2006, temporary help services has lost more than 850,000 jobs, or 32%. And temporary help services continue to lose market share, which is percentage of all jobs. It was 1.37% of all jobs in March. The last time it was so low was February 1994. It was 1.8% just a year ago. To recap, well, the end may be in sight, but I suppose we first need to say, what does end refer to? The end of the world as we know it, or just the recession? We'll limit our remarks to commenting if the recession is coming to an end. All recessions, and this one is no exception, eventually end. It may seem obvious, but before it ends and economic and employment growth returns, things have to bottom out. Although some economic indicators are improving, they and the economy are still underwater and have a way to go before it breaks through to the surface. The first quarter of 2009 is over, which means we are just that much closer to the end of this economic nightmare. It's not too early to prepare yourself and your business to thinking about how to return to a growth footing and take advantage of new opportunities that will come as surely as the sun will rise. Although one can calculate exactly when the sun will rise tomorrow, it's a little more difficult to see where the job opportunities lie when the economy returns. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.